Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now.
So, as I mentioned, next week is, well, Saturday is Halloween. And this is the beginning of what I have always looked at in private practice as my holiday series. Even though we're not in the holiday spirit yet necessarily, I have found for years and years in being in practice that the start of the slippery slope happens now. Halloween is the kind of crux of the pinnacle of what begins over the course of the next 2.5 months. Halloween, and then we move into Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving week, and then we move into many, many celebrations for different traditions and holidays throughout the month of December, all the way then through the beginning of January. And so there is a lot that revolves around food and eating and emotions. This is a time of year where the rubber meets the road and where you will need to practice every and anything you've learned to get you through these times without using food that doesn't benefit you emotionally or physically. Now, I know this year may look a little bit different. 2020 has looked different than any other year that I've been alive. And Halloween may look radically different for you in your communities or places where you live or thrive and your residence. So I understand that. We know that there are some areas that have canceled Halloween. We know that there are some places that have changed Halloween and done it different, so to speak, maybe even taken out candy or various options. But for those of you that are in places that are celebrating Halloween, I wanted to not go beyond that. I wanted to bring you some understanding and some content as to how to move through Halloween swiftly and efficiently and be able to keep yourself distant from emotional eating patterns, particularly when there's lots and lots of sugar-laden treats around. It is the time of year that this begins, and it is the time of year that it doesn't go away. It isn't just a one and done. As we look through November and December, we see many more celebrations that revolve around food. So first and foremost, as we move into this time of year, we have to start by letting go of the past. We do know the old saying, right? Don't look in your rearview mirror. You're not going that way. And the truth is, I believe that wholeheartedly. We have to all let go of our past in order to really stay in our present and not keep reliving our old story. Now, you may have memories of what's happened with your eating during Halloween. You may have memories of what's happened with your eating at Thanksgiving or Christmas or Hanukkah or New Year's, and we will be continuing to talk about those holidays as we move through those as well. But for now, the first thing I want you to recognize and remember is that for many people, they have a facet of visualization, particularly around these holidays, and we're going to start with Halloween since that's the holiday that's coming up so fast this weekend, that we can actually remember and visualize times when we've overeaten specific foods. Many of you might remember certain foods, certain times, certain quantities, where you ate them, how you ate them, maybe what they taste like. And the truth is, those visuals replay themselves like a bad movie over and over. And so what I know is that in order to really move into a different way this year, and we're all moving differently in 2020, so now is the best time, right, to begin anew, to start it different. You've got to let go of the past and what you did last Halloween or the Halloween before or 10 Halloweens ago or what you might do every Halloween. I had many clients that had things that had happened for years around this one time of year. It could have been where their overeating began, could have been where it's continued to happen. Many of these foods can be triggering for a lot of people, and a lot of us might like certain candies. And this is the time of year where they are around in bulk. I mean, I went into Walmart the other day to grab something, and there was so much candy. I was like, oh my God, there's a wall of candy. There's so much candy. So it is everywhere and it's rampant. And so before you even move through this Halloween, instead of just white knuckling it, instead of just holding on and go, I'm not going to overeat, I'm not going to eat that, I'm not going to eat that, I'm not going to eat that. What if you started by letting it go? Like the old song from Frozen. And so what you do to do that, if any of you have any visuals of times where you've eaten certain candies, certain quantities, right now while you're listening to this, I want you to remember those. Just right now. Bring it up in your mind. And as you're remembering it, I want you to stop the movie in your mind. Just like we would have for any of you that have been around for the old VCRs, where you could kind of fast forward and rewind. We can kind of now do that on DVR. But I want you to remember that, like we used to be able to press that button and it would pause it. I want you to pause that visual of you eating whatever, however. And I want you to try to rewind it in your mind. So can you put the candy bar back in to the wrapper, or can you put the dots back in to the box? Because you can in your mind, right? You may not have felt like you were able to do it in the moment, but you can in your mind. And what neuroscience recognizes is that it's not always the reality that matters. It's our perception that makes the difference. And we can retrain our brain by creating a different reality. It's astounding. So I want you to back up the movie in your brain. Back it up and reel it in. You're going to put the candy bar back in the wrapper. Whole. It's out of your mouth now. Whole. And you're going to take that wrapper and the candy bar wrapped. And you're going to be able to hold that in your hand, and you're going to be able to take that, and you're going to be able to walk that to the garbage can, and you're going to be able to throw it out because it has no power on you in your mind. If you can't do that, then I want you to visualize somebody, anybody, superhero, Wonder Woman, your mom, dad, sister, brother, somebody that has a really amazing connection with you coming in and being able to do that for you. Being able to say gently and kindly, hey, let me help you put that back in. You don't need this anymore. And let's throw that away. Furthermore, as you go through this Saturday, as we move into Halloween 2020, the only time I think we've ever had a full moon on Halloween, a little tidbit of information, is in 2020 and Saturday night. But as you move through your Saturday, I want you to really create your intention and a new visual. A visual where you're not eating candy. A visual that enables you to feel like you can walk past buckets of candy without dipping your hand in. You can move through it. You can even visualize yourself, you know, in a sea of candy and not feeling as if you want to touch, taste, or smell that. To visualize yourself really being satiated and comfortable without moving into opening the candy or eating it. So first, it's letting go of those visuals from the past. And on Saturday, it's creating the visual for the present. So during the week this week, if you have other visuals that pop up, you need to change them just like a movie. And then Saturday, you need to create what your present will be for that night and the next day. It's amazing what the human mind will do. We underestimate the power. Whenever I have used techniques such as visualization in any of my facets, whether it be professional, personal, in sport, I have recognized the immense power of being able to move through almost exactly what I visualized, which is pretty astounding because I've done some pretty interesting things over the course of my career and my personal life and through sport. And the things that I've done with visualization are magnanimous. You will live up to your visual. And so Saturday, please utilize this technique to enable you to stay grounded and focused and visualize your success as you move through Halloween. Now, there are other specific things that I want you to do on that day that can really set you up for success too, from an environmental perspective. So first and foremost, and I've worked with clients for years, do not undereat on Halloween. I have talked to too many people who have been dieters or overeaters. Make sure you eat a good solid breakfast, lunch, and dinner on Halloween. Do not skimp, do not undereat. Do not, you know, say, oh, I know I'm going to do this later, so I better undereat now, that old compensatory thinking. Planning a fun dinner, a recipe that you love. I talked about this in the past. In years past, I've always done a potluck dinner for my neighbors on Halloween, wherever I've lived. This year is a little bit different. We're not sharing food this year. We're going to sit outside and eat our own plates and sit in my little area on my street, but we won't be sharing dinner. But for those of you that are eating dinner at home, or maybe doing something of similarity, maybe where you're, you know, sitting with neighbors in a safe, comfortable way, then it could be making a recipe that you've really wanted to have. This is not the night to have old lettuce topped with dried grilled chicken. Just not the night to do it. You want to make sure that you're satiated emotionally and physically. So having a dinner that you really love that includes components that will keep your blood sugar stable. And maybe if you know you're going to be out late with trick-or-treaters or maybe walking with your children, if you have young children, then maybe even a planned snack in there of something that you really like to have so that you're not at risk for being hungry. Number two, think about giving out other things besides candy. We've talked about this a lot on our calls in the past, but it works wonders for many people if you know that having candy in your house is just not for you yet. Then think about giving out other things besides candy. And this year, of all years, I think that people will appreciate the other things that are put out. I know that many people are bagging up their things to give out too, so their trick-or-treaters will just pick up the bag as opposed to kind of rifling through a bucket of candy. So how could you wrap those, or do you need to wrap those? So think about those things, because it can help you bring in different things into your house instead of having a lot of candy around. If you do want to give out a candy, if that is what your kids want you to do, I know my kids, if I try to give out, I try to put some little toys in there, but listen, if I don't give out candy, I'm not the cool mom. So my kids have a problem with that. And so buy things that you don't like and only buy the day of. So Saturday's your day. You go out and get it then. Don't have it around your house for days and weeks before, right? Put it in that day and only that day, and only buy things that you really don't love. When it's in your house, keep the candy out of sight. It really helps. We know what's in your line of sight is what you go for. In fact, you can test and try this in your refrigerator or your pantry. You know, if I move fruit up to the middle section of my refrigerator, my kids will eat it. It's not because they don't like fruit. It's just if it's not sitting there, it's in those little bins at the bottom, they don't see it. Same thing in the pantry. What's in the middle section of your pantry at eyesight tends to be what gets eaten first. So think about that with candy, getting it out of sight. Get festive yourself. Dressing up yourself can remind you what the celebration is about. So even if you're not going out or if your area is not doing anything, if you can dress up and remind yourself about what it's like to be a kid and to be playful and to really enjoy. Because we forget about that and things get real serious. And then they can go the wrong way. So get festive yourself. Dress up, see if you know how that feels for you. On Saturday, remind yourself to mindfully move through the day. What we know is the quicker people move, the more likely you are to eat something that you haven't planned or overeat something. So this will be the day to go to yoga, to meditate, to go for a mindful walk or a mindful hike. Slow yourself down on that day. Use the visual I talked about and keep yourself slow and steady. It's imperative. And if you slip, if you open something up, you take a nibble, you eat one bite, you eat a candy bar, you eat a Reese's peanut butter cup or a small thing of dots or whatever it is, if you slip, it doesn't mean you have to fall. Do you ever slip on ice and catch yourself? I have. Do you ever slip on a slippery pavement and catch yourself? Me too. So we can slip and we don't have to fall. So remember that. One bite doesn't mean you have to finish it. One little candy bar doesn't mean you have to do three. If you slip, slow down, turn around, move back, change your environment, walk outside. I mean, there's nothing to say that you can't change your environment if you slip. So whatever that looks like, go up and get a shower. If everyone's done trick-or-treating and you've picked up that Reese's peanut butter cup and you eat one bite, you can become empowered and make the choice. You can put it down. If you feel like you're going to fall and move into an overeating pattern, put it down. Walk outside. Go up and get a shower. Go out back, whatever that means, change the environment to bring yourself back into mindfulness. Once the evening is done, whatever candy is in your house, either from your kids, your neighbors, your friends, yourself, whatever that is, make sure you bag it up and get it out. Put it outside. If you know you're going to give it away, if you know you're going to bring it to the dentist, if you know you're going to, you know, send it off to the veterans, put it in your trunk. Get it bagged up and put it outside in your trunk of your car right then. Don't leave it in your house. And finally, have something the next day to look forward to do to celebrate you. Something you love, but something you don't always get to do. So you can be really thinking about, you know, being in the present moment, and Halloween and whatever that means for you this year, but also recognizing that you have something different that you love to do and enjoy the next day so that you're not just in that moment, but you're also in moments to celebrate yourself. And holding both can keep you feeling good and hopeful for the next day. Halloween is going to certainly look different this year for many of us, but I do know the pull of candy is probably not going to be invisible this year. Be mindful, stay present, be yourself, and use the visualization in order to help you overcome past and present Halloween blunders.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. You never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.